everybody. Welcome to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lovato, and we've got an exciting hour ahead for you with our guests, Gloria Ortiz Rivera, Outreach and Admissions Manager and Business and Community Liaison for the Hartford Job Corps Academy, Linda Lopez, Career Technical Training Manager, and two of the students at the Hartford Job Corps Academy, Angelica Berrios and Johnny Padilla. And we say hello to all of you and welcome to Front and Center.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Well, we're honored to have you on the program. And just as an overview, because I'm sure there are people out there who are listening to this program who have never heard of the Hartford Job Corps Academy. So, Gloria, how about giving our audience an overview of what the Academy is all about?
Well, the actual program, the Job Corps program, is the nation's largest successful career training program for young adults ages 16 to 24. The Hartford Job Corps is just one of about 126 Job Corps centers nationwide all across the country that have been serving young people since the 60s. So it's been around for over 50 years. Our program specifically has about four trainings that they offer young adults. The healthcare field, we have the clinical medical assistant, which Angelica may talk about, you know, in a few minutes. We also have the manufacturing, which Johnny will share his story in a bit. We have the IFS insurance, and we also have the certified assistant, nursing assistant program. But we have about over 100 training programs available in about 11 industries, again, nationwide. But the Hartford Job Corps program in particular has been around for maybe 12-plus years. It's fairly new to the state of Connecticut. We have another program in New Haven. So we have a New Haven Job Corps Center. We have the Hartford Job Corps Center. And, again, all throughout the country, there are Job Corps Centers nationwide that serve young people in need of education, in need of vocational training, in job placement assistance.
How many students can you handle?
We are slotted for about 181, so we have openings right now. I'm glad to share that information. We have open houses every Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 to 10:30, and that is open to the public. And you know, young people come out. We have community-based organizations that may come out to hear more about the program eligibility. So we talk about eligibility. We talk about, you know, what the expectations are. We give them a tour of the campus. So if anyone's interested in signing up for the program, or if anyone's, you know, any employer is interested as far as what trainings we offer in our graduates, then absolutely, it's the time for them to come out and hear about the program.
Where in Hartford are you located?
So we're located on 100 William Shorty Campbell Street. It's right behind the Walmart Plaza off of Flatbush Avenue. So if anyone's familiar with the Hartford, West Hartford, town line in the Walmart that's located on Flatbush Avenue in Hartford. We're located on about 10 acres of land, so you can't even see us. You know, the Academy it's a beautiful campus. Feels like a college campus, you know, to many of us, and we're lucky enough to work there. We love our jobs. We're lucky enough to serve the student population that we work with.
Linda, talk a bit about your role as a career technical training manager.
Sure. My main priority is to oversee all of the training programs that we offer, manufacturing, insurance, CNA, CMA, as well as the driver's education program, because we do offer that, again, free of charge to students. They have the ability to get their permit as well as take the road test and obtain a driver's license. So I oversee the programs, ensure the quality of each training, make sure that students are obtaining credentials that are relevant to the workforce so that they are more employable once they leave Job Corps.
Do you try to match the students then with particular careers?
Yeah, yes and no. So when they first enter the program, the first 2 weeks, I do speak to every single student. I tell them what each program entails. I do talk a little bit about the personality of each trade. So, for example, you know, when Johnny came in, he is more hands-on. He wants to physically see something. You know, his skill is manual dexterity. So, naturally, manufacturing would be the best fit for him. Or do you want to help someone? Do you appreciate direct care? Then maybe you want to go into the medical field. Or are you more of an introvert? Do you enjoy typing and administrative functions? And then maybe the insurance and trade is for you. So I don't necessarily assign a trade. They come in, you know, knowing what they want, but they also have an option to job shadow each trade. So once they're done with the beginning phase of the program, which is called the career preparation, they have a week of job shadow. So they get to be in manufacturing for a week, or maybe they can split manufacturing and CNA and just see what that program entails before they make a decision.
We're going to meet Angelica and Johnny in just a moment. But Gloria, who qualifies? In other words, who is able to go to the Hartford Job Corps Academy?
Well, in the state of Connecticut, you have to be between the ages of 17 to 24. In every other state, it's 16 to 24. It's just they have to withdraw from high school at the age of 17. But as far as eligibility, they have to be low income. They have to be a U.S. citizen or at least have, a United States documentation stating that they're legal resident. They have to be either a dropout in need of a high school diploma. They could be a high school completer. They could be in need of additional training, job assistance, basic skills deficient. They can be homeless, runaway, foster child. They could be a parent. So we do have a daycare on campus. We have young ladies that drop off their kids on campus and then go to class. So these are just part of the eligibility. Many of it, we do run a background. So we have a background. We run a background check on students and to try to ensure that, students, don't have like a serious violent criminal history. Those students, unfortunately, cannot enroll in the program. But overall, those requirements are there to help young people that can Dan, help me out here. We're on live radio. I need some assistance. But that can't otherwise get the training. So these guidelines are given to us by the program and we follow them. I mean, we usually have students that come into the program and the majority of them may have some daycare issues that will prevent them from coming to the program, or they might have a medical condition that might prevent them from coming to the program, and like they might be in crutches or they might be seeing a doctor. So as long as they are able to come to the program faithfully every day without anything that will hinder them, and they fit the criteria as far as eligibility. And when we talk about suitability, we mean those young people that, will come to school. They might be eligible, but if they're not waking up and coming to school every day, if they're skipping out, if they, cannot handle themselves as far as behavior, because we do have a zero tolerance for drugs, alcohol, and violence. And if they can't follow that policy, then the program is just not a fit for them.
So this is a commitment.
Absolutely. It is totally voluntary. So they can't be forced to come to the program. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of parents that call and, send us the information on their child without them knowing. And when I say child, they're 21-year-old or they're 18-year-old. And we're like, if they're interested, have them call us. That's a way that we gauge suitability. Are they suitable for the program? Are they interested? Because it's voluntary. We don't force anyone to come to the program and we do not force anyone to stay. So they have to be committed to the program. So you're absolutely right. Commitment is a big thing.
Okay. And we'll delve into more of that in just a moment. But I want you to meet first Angelica Berrios. Angelica is one of the students at the Hartford Job Corps Academy. Angelica, how about sharing your story with our audience?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
So I'm from New York. I'm not from Connecticut. I'm from New York. And I came here for my certified medical assistant certification. And I also came here to better my life. I felt that Job Corps was a great suit for me in helping me get my education, get my trade. I did come with my license, so I didn't need the assistance from Job Corps for my license. But the reason why I decided to do trade, because I do want to pursue in the medical field. When I do finish, I'm almost done. I've been here since January. I'll be finished August 22nd is my last exam. And graduation is on the 26th. So I came here. I have a daughter. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I had her at 17. I'm 24. So I kind of did meet the, deadline for it. So it really did come out as a great opportunity for me to get. And it was all within 6 to 7 month period. So it wasn't a long time. It was free. They provide me with a housing with residency so I can live in the dorms. And they also give us 3 meals a day. So it really helped me out with everything. And I'm very grateful for Job Corps for that.
So why did you select the Hartford area? Did they have Job Corps Academy in New York? Gloria said they're nationwide.
Yeah, there are Job Corps academies in New York, but the particular trade that I was looking for, which was the CMA trade, which is Certified Medical Assistant trade, was in Connecticut. It's only about 2 hours away from where I do live in New York, so it wasn't that bad of a commute, whereas the other areas in New York were a little bit too farther for me, in a sense, because New York is big. So I did choose this one because it fit with me for the medical assistant trade.
So take us through a typical day at school.
A typical day at school. We do have a structure where basically we have to have our time planned. Our time is planned out. So it gives us a good schedule how to live during the day, basically. So wake up in the morning, you get ready for school. They provide us with breakfast. So we eat breakfast in the morning. And after that, we have class starts at 7:55. So we have class all day till 3 o'clock. So basically, it's hands-on. So we get to do hands-on. When I did my phlebotomy, we draw blood and did capillaries, which is the finger puncture. We also did EKG, which was the heart monitor. We got to, with the electrocardiogram, we got to do hands-on as well with that, with, you know, sticking the electrodes, which is, you know, I don't know, a lot of people might not know what that is, but, you know, basically monitoring the heart and making sure people are okay. And now, right now, we're doing CMA, and CMA, just Certified Medical Assistant, is basically everything that we did do with phlebotomy and with the EKG summed up with extra other things that involve CMA with medical billing and coding. Like, anything you can name that comes with the medical business, it's in CMA. So you have pharmaceuticals. We have to do stuff like that, like pharmacology. We have a lot of things. It's a lot of hands-on. They teach us a lot of things, honestly, with the CMA program, medical terminology, a lot, yeah.
Has it been an intense 8 months for you?
I would say, yeah. It's a new environment. You know, you go from being home to doing things on your time, doing things your way, and then you come to Job Corps, and it kind of, it gives you a structure of how you should do things. And some people might, you know, a lot of people who aren't used to it might say, oh, okay, well, I don't like it because it's too much structure for me. But I think it's a good thing just because a lot of people do need that structure on how to schedule time and how, and they give you that. They give you, all right, you know, this time, from this time to this time is dinner time. From this time is lunchtime. This time is class time, which would be like, you know, regular work hour. So they, I feel like the time management is a good thing for us to, you know, balance out how things should really be in the real world. They get us ready for the real world, the work environment. So
from the standpoint of what you've learned from structure, this is something that you feel that you can carry over into your everyday life.
Definitely, because, you know, they make sure, like, they basically let you know, like, okay, if you're late, you get a tardy. So if say if you were late to work, you know, that's not good for you to be late to work. You know, you can't be late to work all the time. So they'll let you know, and they'll put it down. Okay, well, you can't do this, you can't do this, and then, you know, you have to make sure that you're going to school. You're not missing out on class, because if you miss out on work, that's not good either. You know, you could get fired. So they kind of give you, like, how it is to be in the work field. It, like I said, it's very hands on, and I that's why I think the structure is good there at Job Corps.
What motivated you to pursue this particular career?
I would say my daughter was my biggest motivation. My family, obviously, my biggest motivation. And I felt the medical field was right for me. I did, in the past, do clinical student, where I did work in the medical field. So I did get a taste of how it is to be in the medical field. So I felt like it was a great fit for me. And I'm a pupils person. So I felt it was great. I like caring for other people. I care for my family and I care for others. So I felt it was a great fit for me.
Okay. I want you to meet now Johnny Padilla. Johnny, explain to our audience your story.
So I recently joined Job Corps in January. I've been there about 8 months, the same time as Angelica. And so far in Job Corps, it taught me a lot. It kind of changed my life a lot. 14 years old, I was a freshman in high school. My mother had passed away, and that was kind of hard for me. After that, I wasn't really going to school as much. I wasn't really making good decisions. So afterwards, I had a wake-up call, and my wake-up call was my sister telling me she didn't want to lose me, as well as we lost my mother. So I went and I sat down with my vice principal, and we talked about it, and he told me about Job Corps. And at first, I didn't really think Job Corps was going to be for me, but once I joined Job Corps, it changed my whole mentality. Now I feel like I'm a better person. I feel like I'm going to do great things with myself, and now I'm not even worried about my future no more, because I know I'm gonna do big things with my future.
So this was about how long ago? A few months ago when you sat down with your vice principal?
Yeah, it was about around, I'll say December, before Christmas break.
Okay.
Me and him sat down.
And at this point, you were not going to school on a regular basis?
No. I'll go to school probably like twice out of the week. 3 days, I just stay home, not doing anything, just going out, hanging out with my friends, stuff like that, making not really smart decisions.
That conversation you had with your sister, that was around December? When did you have that conversation?
Because of decisions I was making. My mind wasn't really set. I was out there with my friends doing dumb things, and she was scared that she was going to lose me. And I honestly feel like my little sister's all I have. So, and she told me once she looked up to me. So now I got this mindset. If she's looking up to me and if I'm doing all this negativity, she probably gonna end up start doing it too. So I had to change myself, and I'm glad I came to Job Corps because Job Corps helped me change.
What do you remember about your first days at Job Corps?
I remember me not wanting to be there. I remember me sitting in that cold common. That's like our living room. And just sitting there like, yo, why am I here? I should be out there doing what I used to do. But it really made me a better person. I'm happy.
What was the turning point? You didn't want to be there, you said. Something had to have occurred, I would think, during that period that motivated you to want to be there. What was it?
Me wanting a great future for myself and for my future family.
And talk about manufacturing. Was that something you were interested in before you went to Job Corps?
Well, me and my father always talked about doing construction. And when I heard about manufacturing, it's also a hands-on trade. So, and manufacturing, they taught me how to weld. I worked with the lathe machine, the CNC machine, the drill press. I got my OSHA 10 certification. I got my NIM certification. And now my next step is to go to Asnantuck Community College and further my welding career.
Talk a bit about that, going to college beyond the Job Corps Academy.
Well, going to college, Job Corps helps you with that a lot because the ACT program, so they let you stay on campus while you're going to college. So it's not like you're actually on campus during the day. You're over there in college and you come back to campus after the classes are over. And you also go work. If I'm in Asnantuck Community College, while I'm in class, after class, I can go to work and work in the manufacturing industry. And it helps a lot because like Angelica said, it's 3 meals a day. Everything's free in there, and it really helps you out.
How much has the structure of the program helped you?
Can you repeat that, Papa?
The structure, you know, that daily regimen, how much has that helped you?
Helped me a lot.
You show up, you have to be there at a certain time, and that's helped you.
Yeah, actually, that helped me a lot, because before, in high school, it was like, you come to school late, it was like, whatever, all right, you would come to school late, now you're just getting written down for coming to school late. But if you come to school late, or... if you leave your dorms late, you basically get written up. So it's getting you ready for the work industry. They don't want you to be late to work. So they bring that upon us in Job Corps.
What do your friends think of you going to the Job Corps Academy, the friends you used to hang around with?
They're no longer my friends, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Have any of them shown an interest in wanting to go to the Job Corps Academy?
Ever since I joined Job Corps Academy, I haven't really spoken to them as much as I used to, and they're still doing what they're doing, and now I'm changing my life around. Mm-hmm. I told a few friends about it, the ones I actually cared about, told them they should come change their life around, but they didn't get the message, so they're gonna have a wake up call sooner or later.
Gloria, what do you think we have to do? You mentioned there's vacancies at the Job Corps Academy now, right?
Yes, there is.
What do you think needs to be done in order to fill those vacancies?
Well, word needs to get out. I mean, we've been reaching out. We have community-based organizations that we partner up with. We have employers that are partners, that are our partners, that help support us through work-based learning, like paid and unpaid internships, and even hiring our students. They help us get the word out. But more community folks, I think that it's word of mouth. A lot of our students are hearing about the program through, like Johnny said, you know, word of mouth, a friend, a family member, a relative. I believe we have some commercials now out on BET, OWN, Freeform, on VH1. We are hitting the radio stations. Thank you so much. If I didn't say thank you before, Dan, you are hooking us up, like our young people say, right? You know, just helping us get the word out. And I think that it's important that young people know that there is a program that can help them. You know, if they're interested in the program, like I said, we do have those open houses that are scheduled once a week. It's open to the public. We have young people come. There's groups of like maybe 60 people that come out, to small groups of 5 or 10 that come out on a Monday. You have parents. You have, like I said, community workers, social workers. DCF workers. We do work with DCF because of the foster care program and those students that are aging out of the foster care system. So if anyone's listening, this is a, you know, cue to you guys to call in and let us know how we can help. But if anybody's looking for information, there is a website that they can definitely visit, the www.recruiting.jobcorps.gov, or they can call the 1-800 number. It's the 1-800-733-JOBS, 1-800-733-JOBS-5627. And they can get information about the Job Corps program. But like I said, I think that if anyone that's listening to us can help us in some way, shape, or form promote the program, let them, you know, folks know from shelters and, you know, where young people are, to programs that provide supportive services and wraparound services to young adults, 16 to 24, especially young moms. You know, like I said, we do have a daycare on center that has spots that are open for young for kids. Where young ladies like Angelica can, you know, come to the school and not have to worry about, you know, where their kids are, because they're right on campus. So we're lucky. We're one of the lucky Job Corps centers that do have a daycare. But, yeah, spread the word and, you know, spread it on social media. I think I posted a video. Find us on YouTube, DOL, Job Corps, DOL Job Corps YouTube, or DOL Job Corps Facebook. Many, many videos out there that talk about the program and talk about how careers begin here is you know, our tagline. They begin. This is a stepping stone.
And, you know, if I can just add and piggyback.
Well, I'm going to ask you just to hold that thought, because we're coming up on news. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we are so honored to have you all in studio today.
Thank you.
And educating all of us on this, by the way. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our guests. You are listening to Front and Center, and we are so honored to have in studio today from the Hartford Job Corps Academy, Gloria Ortiz Rivera, Outreach and Admissions Manager and Business and Community Liaison for the Hartford Job Corps Academy, Linda Lopez, Career Technical Training Manager, Johnny Padilla, one of the students who is pursuing a career in manufacturing, and Angelica Berrios, a student who is was pursuing a career as a clinical assistant, medical program. So if you have any questions for our guests, by the way, any questions about the Hartford Job Corps Academy, you can give us a call at 888-574-2723, 888-574-2723. Linda, before we went to break, you were about to talk about something, so carry on, if you will.
Yeah, thank you. So right before break, Gloria had mentioned promoting Job Corps and filling some of the slots that we have, the vacancies. So there are other ways to promote Job Corps. So if there are any employers listening, we also have students and graduates. So if there are any employers who has entry-level opportunities, internships, externships. I know right now we've been working really diligently to obtain externship sites for the CMA program, so they are getting ready to start their externships at the end of this month, and we've placed them, which is great, but we also have insurance students and manufacturing students who could definitely benefit from some internship opportunities. And then when the student leaves, like Johnny said earlier, they have up to 2 years of services. So if you have any opportunities for them, we would greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to know more about Job Corps, Gloria is hosting an open house for our partners and employers and businesses. So if you'd like additional information, The event is going to take place on August 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or if you can't make that, you can feel free to contact Gloria and schedule an appointment to where you can just drop in and have a sit-down with her.
Sure. I also just want to emphasize that that August 17th event, like Linda said, it is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is not that long. They can drop in at any time. They'll get student-led tours, campus tours. They get to speak to students directly, staff. On the program, and this is not open to the public. This is only open to partners, employers, businesses that are interested. If they want more information, you can definitely give us a call at our outreach and admissions department. The number is 860-952-1744. I'm getting my cell phone mixed up in there. But again, not the 1-800 number, I'm sorry, 860-952-1744. If you are an employer, if you are a business, if you are thinking about maybe partnering up with the program, please give us a call there. Come to our open house on August 17th. Take a look for yourself. I think that's the most important thing, that folks come out and take a look at the program for themselves. You know, forget about what you heard. I remember when I was 19, I heard about the program. So I graduated from Glastonbury High. I went to Manchester Community College. I heard about the program. You know, I took a break from college, and I ended up going there, and I heard negative things about the program. I think that folks may have heard negative things about the program for whatever reason. If it didn't work out for a previous student, or they had a negative experience, I always say, you know, like I said, when I was a student, I had to go for myself and see it for myself. And I was lucky enough to experience the program for about a year and a half. So I, like Angelica, moved out of state. I went to Massachusetts to the North Grafton Job Corps Center, and I was able to take up the building and apartment maintenance trades. So I learned how to put up sheetrock, you know, drop ceilings, hang doors, lay down tiles, and, you know, don't let the big earrings fool you today, Dan. Come on. But I was able to do that, and we have a lot of females taking these non-traditional, you know, trades. We have females in manufacturing right now. We have graduates. We have a young lady we were speaking about earlier this morning who took a manufacturing trade, who's now a supervisor at one of the manufacturing companies that is one of our partners. So, you know, my experience was a great one. And I tell folks, listen, you don't know the program unless you've come yourself, unless you speak to a student yourself, unless you see it, you know, hands, you know, for yourself and experience it. So anyone who's listening, like I said, I encourage you to come out and see it.
Do employers, what kind of a commitment would they have to make?
None. There's no commitment. We always just tell them, come for yourself and see. How do you want to partner up? And, you know, Linda can speak more about that, but we have the great thing about the Job Corps centers across the country is that we all have workforce council executive boards. We have community relations council boards that provide us, you know, insight. And specifically in the state of Connecticut, we do have board members that make up these manufacturing and healthcare fields that can guide us and teach us about, you know, what are employers looking for, what is, you know, as far as industry, what are the industry demands, how should we be teaching, what should we be teaching in these trades that match what employers are looking for. So, you know, we don't make this stuff up. This stuff is really, you know, the training curriculum is approved by regional and national offices. It's also approved and viewed and
from employers.
From employers themselves, right. In the state of Connecticut. And we've been lucky enough to have that support where if employers are looking for one specific things. And you know, the interesting thing is that I would say that the consensus across the board with all employers that we work with is that they're looking for folks to just have those soft skills. You know, can they make it to work on time? Can they stay off their cell phones, for God's sakes? I mean, come on. You know, can they respond well to supervision? Can they take constructive criticism? Can they, you know, can they get along with their, you know, coworkers and their peers? And so that is what we train. We train. Yes, they leave with the technical skills. Yes, they leave with the education, but we also have to teach soft skills. And employers are telling us that we are doing our best. We don't just, when I graduated from high school, I walked across the stage, I got a diploma. You know, when I left Job Corps, you know, you leave with you leave with a diploma, you leave, if you don't have one, you leave with trade completion, you leave with certifications, you know, You leave with a driver. I left with a driver's license. My husband till this day says he does not know how I got my driver's license. I don't know why, because he was the one who taught me how to drive, but that's a side note. But, you know, like Johnny, he's learning welding. He learned the lathe machine, CNC drill press, the OSHA 10, the NIM certification. He got his driver's license. He's going to college. And he's walking across the stage on August 26th is our wow. National Job Corps Commencement Ceremony, where young people across the country, on the same day, they're walking across stages. We are lucky enough that over 50 years of Job Corps, we've been able to serve over 3 million young people, you know, about 60 plus, you know, 1,000 young people a year. That are just starting a career. Like I said, it is a stepping stone for many of them.
You know, I was going to ask you, I'm so glad you brought this up. And Linda, we will get back to employers and integration and all of that in just a moment. But I was wondering what happens if you don't have a diploma. And what you're saying is you do leave with a diploma.
Mm-hmm. I left with a diploma. I didn't leave with a diploma. I already had one. And like Angelica, she enrolled in the program. She already had a diploma. So like I said, the three types of students.
Well, how about Johnny? Johnny, did you have a diploma?
No, I didn't have a diploma, but I'm going to leave with my high school diploma. And it's also, you could also either leave with your high school diploma or you could leave with a GED. Mm-hmm. And it's...
That's terrific, really.
So, and not only that, I left with a year and a half worth of support. Like, they were talking about placement. We placed them in military, higher education, post-secondary education. We placed them in jobs. Many of them want advanced training. They go to another Job Corps Center for advanced training. So they're able to do that as well. I always say, listen, I didn't pay rent, light, heat, hot water. I got to eat three meals a day. You know, I got to make new friends. I was able to, you know, be on a it felt like a college campus to me at that time. And even the Hartford Job Corps Academy feels like that. For you walk around, the students, you have to come for yourself, Dan. You really do. Like, the students, you walk around and we don't prep them. Sometimes they know who might be coming on campus because we might have big groups, but you'll find they'll hold the door for you. They'll say good morning. Like, this is just every Monday we have an assembly where we praise them, we clap, and we give them props, like they say, for finishing, you know, a trade, for getting their diploma. We celebrate anything and everything on a Monday. We want to make sure that, you know, we give them a platform where someone may have not recognized your, you know, accomplishments in the past, but here we want to recognize your accomplishments. Here we want to support you. Here we want to help you. Yes, it is structured. Yes, you have to wake up on time. Yes, you have to go to class. But the program is paid for. So the expectation is that you go to class. The expectation is that you handle yourself, right? Like a young man. And then in turn, get the benefits from the program. You know, you leave with that resume. You leave with help on how to find, with job searching skills, because we're not going to be there to hold your hand every single time. But, you know, if after you graduate, Johnny, and after, let's say Johnny gets a job and God forbid 3 months later he gets laid off, he has our services for a year and a half. We don't just drop the ball. We follow up with them to make sure that they are okay. All right, Johnny, you got laid off. Come back in. Let's work on your resume. Let's update it. Here's some more job leads. You know, you got this and just, you know, work as like coaches and mentors for them to ensure that they are successful.
Wow, terrific. Linda, the employers currently integrated with the Hartford Job Corps Academy, in what fields are we talking about?
In the fields that we serve. Yeah. So the healthcare, which would be CMA, CNA, manufacturing, and insurance.
But you need more. Is that
employers, yes, yeah. Always. Always could use more. You know, and it's not necessarily just internships, externships. We have employers that assist us in various capacities. So we have employers who might come. We have one in particular who does a lesson in our medical assistant program. She enjoys it. She's an RN at an urgent care, and she enjoys coming in and teaching a specific section of the text. So we allow her to come and do that. And, you know, it takes the monotony out the day from the students hearing from the same person every day. We have employers who come in from HR departments of a manufacturing company just to talk about the expectations when they get into their company and what they look for. We have employers who come and, like Gloria said, look at the curriculum, what we call ATAR, Training Achievement Record, and tell us, okay, this is outdated. We don't use this anymore. Because as I mentioned earlier, we want to make sure that the training is always relevant in order to prepare them and make them competitive in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Gloria, the school year, does it start at a particular date and end at a particular date, or does it go year-round?
It's year-round, so we're not like the regular school system. We have students that, we have a huge number of young people that come in towards the end of, you know, when school's over in June, because they're looking for training. Like I said, they have a high school diploma, they're just looking for training. We have folks that, for whatever reason, think that we start in September, so they come in September. But the truth is that every Job Corps Center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round. And every Tuesday at every Job Corps Center, we are arriving thousands of young people, you know, at every center all year round. So we arrive students Tuesdays. We have them exit the program every 2 weeks. They come back for a graduation. Like I said, our graduation is slated for August 26th, our National Job Corps Commencement Day, actually, which was the day that President Johnson signed the legislation.
Right. You
know? So I'm excited. I know that the program works. I know that it's there to provide, like I said, the education, training, the support, the services to the young people that need it. And so if they are interested, like I said, come in. They come any Monday that we are there. The open houses are readily available for them. The information, I mean, is readily available. The campus tour, we go over eligibility, we go over what documentation is needed.
Talk a bit more about the campus.
Campus? You guys live there. You talk about the campus.
All right, Johnny, go ahead.
The campus is like a new environment. It's way different from high school, and it's way different from living in your own neighborhood. Everybody gets along well. Everybody helps each other out. And if somebody's down, there will be quite a bit of students that will come up to you and try to help you fix the problem or overcome the problem that you're having. And everybody gets along. Like it's a great environment. It's different people from a different area. So it's a great experience. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something new, Job Corps campus is where to go, because it's people from all over the place, like I said, and it's like, it's comfortable. People make you feel comfortable there. People make you feel happy there. And people at the campus makes you feel you're welcome. So it's not like if you're a new student, everybody's just going to look at you like, oh, look at the new student. Nah, everybody going to come up to you, shake your hand. This is my name. And come on, let's go eat lunch together. Let's go play basketball together. Let's go play a game of football real quick. It's really fun. And it's a good environment.
Angelica, talk about the campus.
Okay, so the campus, we have like different, it's kind of like a college campus as well. We have different buildings, so we have the cafeteria. So it's a nice, good-sized cafeteria. We have tables. Everybody can come and eat five to six for dinner. There's different times for, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And everyone, you know, they go there, they eat. You know, some people like two meals. They do give them two meals. As well, we have the recreational center, which is direct where they have games there. Sometimes they have game nights. They also have recreational activities, trips. Sometimes they take us bowling. Sometimes they take us to go-karting. There's different, for the weekends. We sign up, they take you swimming. There's different activities in the rec room. There's pool tables, you know, games play. There's TVs. People want to play video games. There's a gym as well, you know, if you want to work out, people who like to work out. So, mind you, it's free gym, free activities.
We even have a basketball team.
Yeah, there's even a basketball team, basketball, basketball court. As well as we have the community room, which is the room that we do have the meetings, the Monday meetings, where we acknowledge all the students of what they passed. And then we have the education building, which is where we do our trades. And we also have the admin building where it has wellness. So there's nurses there that help, you know, if you're sick or anything like that. There's doctors there. You know, a lot of things that you can name, they are, we have them on campus. And then we have the dorms. So you have the dorms where we stay in.
You have roommates?
Yes, yeah. I have a roommate.
Three?
Yeah. There's each room except for, okay, so there's, I want to say like 20 rooms on each wing. So there's like different wings, and each room can hold up to four people except for the wing leader room. So wing leader has two people, and it could be wing leader or SGA member. SGA, which is Student Government Association. So those are two people in each of those wings. And then they have the CPP rooms, which is the mentor rooms. For the newcomers who do come, they stay in this room for 2 weeks and basically get the idea of how it is to live in the dorms. We also have the ILAs, which is the independent living advisors. And they help out. They, you know, make sure that we are good and, you know, the rooms are put, people are assigned a certain room and everything like that. We have chores as well. So chores, they kind of keep us based, you know, you let people know, like, okay, you know, you need to make sure that your home is clean. This is your home right now. So you have to make sure that your home is clean. So they
no messy dorms.
No messy dorms.
We get a room score every day.
Yeah.
Really?
Room score.
Very different from college.
Wow.
Yeah, so we do get a room score. They want to make sure that our rooms are cleaned every morning before we leave. You know, we have chores every night. Make sure that we do clean up. You know, we have a we have the co-common and we have the lounges, and the lounges are in each wing. And the lounges are basically like our living rooms. So the lounges have the TVs there, the couches. We have to make sure that we take care of it and clean up after ourselves and everything like that. So that's why we are assigned those chores. So basically, yeah, so it's giving us an idea of how we should be living and how we should be taking care of ourselves and our home.
So, is there lights out in the dorms? You have to, what's the time?
I believe it's 11.
Yeah, the, 9:30. Our curfew is 9:30. That's the time we have to be inside the dorms. But inside, and the time that they want us to be inside the room with the lights off is 11 o'clock. But there's personal lights. So let's say you need to study. Let's say you read books. Or let's say you just, you're not having, you can't sleep at night. There's your own personal light that you only could turn on. But after 11 o'clock, the main room lights have to be off besides the personal lights.
How much studying do you do?
The only studying I really had to do was for my NIMS certification, the National Institute for Metaforming Skills. And I was studying for about 2 weeks, and I passed.
Great. Angelica, how about you?
Well, as a certified medical assistant, I do get a lot of homework, a lot of homework. So, you know, there's times where I'm up to, like, 2 in the morning just doing homework, just because I want to, you know, knock it out of the way so I can have more time for studying, you know, for my exams. So, so it's, you know, we do get a lot of homework, but... You know, we actually have a study table. I believe all rooms do. They have like a table where it has a chair. We could sit there. We could do our homework and everything like that.
Everything.
Yeah, with the light. Like there's different lights in the room. You have the light for the study table. You have the light that's, you know, underneath, above your bed, I mean. And for each bed, there's a light. And then you have bathroom light and you have the main light.
Yeah,
so
the bathroom and there's a bathroom and... The
each
toilet room and a shower room is
different.
Yeah, actually, it's side room.
Each room has each room. I don't, Ben, I don't think that you're going to need a tour after this because they told you exactly where all the lights are. They told you where the living room is. They told you where the bathroom light is. Dan,
it's very nice.
Don't come to job. You've heard it.
Everyone else, you can go.
I've
been there.
Yeah, it's very nice, though.
Like I said, it's a great environment. And
go ahead.
For anybody that's, if anybody's listening and you're a student and if you feel like you want to change your life around, I'd really, really advise you to come to Job Corps, guys. It really will change your life.
What a great message. It really is. We've got a few minutes left. I'm still trying to wrap my arms around the school schedule, Gloria. So if somebody starts, let's say, next week. Okay. Now, they're there for a certain amount of months, or does it depend on the program in which they enroll?
I'm going to hand that over to Linda. Linda, go ahead. She takes care of all the training and... Go ahead.
So it really is a person-by-person basis. So if you came in here with a high school diploma and reading and math skills are at a 12th grade or above level, then you would go into your trade. And then that would the amount of months that you would stay there would depend on your trade. So if you decide on manufacturing, that's on average 4 to 9 month training program. If you go to medical assistant, that's a 6 month training program. Nursing assistant is 8 weeks. And insurance can take anywhere between probably 4 to 9 months. But again, that's for a student who comes in reading at a 12th grade or above, reading in math level, and has a high school diploma.
So if they're not, obviously they're going to have to stay there longer.
You know, the idea is that you leave reading and math skills at the 12th grade or above level. We really don't want you to come in here, test at a fourth grade level, and then say, you know, even if you do have a high school diploma, your day, even with Johnny and Angelica, they are in their trade, but they also have academics integrated throughout the day. So they're not in their trade from 7:55 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you are reading at a fourth grade level, the idea is that when you leave, you're at least leaving with an probably 11th grade reading level. You know, we obviously want to see you do better than when you came in.
Because one of the things you hear from employers is they have job applicants who have a difficult time reading and writing.
Right.
And what you're saying is those who go to the Hartford Job Corps Academy are going to be able to do this.
Definitely, definitely. You know, we're very, you know, we're not profit-driven. We're not necessarily numbers-driven. We are success-driven. So, again, everything that we do is based on employability, from the hard skills to the soft skills. So we do not want to set you up for failure. If you somehow were able to finish manufacturing, get your certification, but you're reading at a fifth grade level, you're not ready for the workforce. Because when someone gives you a blueprint to read, you're not going to know what you're doing, or they're going to give you measurements and you're not going to know what that means. So we want to make sure that you are ready for the workforce, and we will keep you there as long, not against your will, but we will keep you there as long as need to be until you're up to par. And that's up to 3 years in the program.
Right. I want to, before we wrap up the program, ask both Angelica and Johnny, because here it is summertime. The weather's absolutely beautiful, and you've talked about the discipline that's required. What do you do to prepare yourself to be in school during this time of year when you might have friends who are not in school?
Like Ms. Gloria said, it's commitment.
Mm-hmm. You really got to be committed. Commitment, yeah. Mm-hmm. We also have our weekend, so it's not like we're completely, you know, stuck here, you know. So we do have our weekends to be able to go out, you know. For me, I have a friend that's very supportive. She's been my best friend for over 13 years, so I do have her. You know, I talk to her all the time. So it is kind of hard being away from family and friends and everything. But like he said, it is commitment, and we are committed to, you know, finishing. This is a small portion of our lives. It really is. Like, people think, okay, you know, 6 months is too long or 9 months is too long, or if they need to do their high school and their trade and it takes a year, it's too long for them. But they're not seeing it as, it's a small portion of your life. As long as you can get through this portion of your life and you get it out the way, you can go on to the next step. And a lot of people don't see that, you know, they can get it done. And that's how I feel. I feel like this is a small portion. I'm almost done. I'll be done this month. And I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it's here already. August is here, and I'm done.
It goes by so quickly.
Yeah, it goes by quickly. Then you really think, you really have to have patience, and you have to be committed. You have to be hardcore committed.
Well, you've already learned one of the first lessons of life. Life goes by quickly.
Yes, yeah. It does. It really does.
It sure does. Before we wrap up the interview, and we have about a minute left, Gloria, anything else you would like to tell our audience?
Just call. I always call and look up information on the Job Corps program. Call the 1-800 number. It's the 1-800-733-JOBS. 1-800-733-5627 is our 1-800 number for anyone who's interested in the program, or if anyone knows anyone that may be interested in the program, or visit the website www.recruiting.jobcorps.gov. And Job Corps is JOBCORPS.
You have all been awesome.
Thank you, Dan. You've
made this such a great hour. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. That's going to do it for Front and Center on this day of education. Boy, we really learned a lot today. A big thank you to our guests again. Gloria Ortiz Rivera, Linda Lopez, Angelica Berrios, and Johnny Padilla. That's going to do it for Front and Center.